You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new Netflix movie, The Lovebirds, actress Anna Camp. Welcome back. Nice to see you, Anna.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me from our respective places in quarantine. I hope you're good.
I'm well, thank you. You look good. Now, where are you talking to me from? Is this your office, your bedroom? Are you at home?
This is like my small little dining room in my little house at home in LA. There's a bar. I have a fully stocked bar here.
Oh, I noticed that. I like that. Very Mad Men of you.
Thank you. That's just what I was going for.
How's quarantine life been for you so far?
You know what? It has its ups and downs. I can't complain, obviously, considering everything that's going on in the world with people. I don't know anyone personally who's been, you know, very sick, so I count my lucky stars for that. But all in all, zero to complain about, and happy I'm healthy and happy my family is healthy.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Yeah. Lots to talk about. I want to start with The Lovebirds. Already hit for Netflix. Congrats. But for those who may not be familiar, tell us about it.
We surprisingly so excited. We went to number one on Netflix, I think just the other day, which is very exciting. And it's a very funny, wild, crazy ride. Kumail Nanjiani and Issa Rae play this couple, quote unquote, lovebirds. They're kind of on the outs. They're fighting and they get caught up in this crazy murder crime adventure, you could say, for the next 2 hours. And I play a not so nice lady who ends up torturing them in order to get some information out of them in the weirdest way possible, I will say that.
And you've got a southern accent too, huh?
Yeah, I get to go back to my roots a little bit and pull out my South Carolina accent and kind of kick it up a notch because we were in New Orleans and we shot that movie on nights in New Orleans during Mardi Gras.
Oh, no, really? Oh, that must have been so much fun. Yes. And distracting and wild at the same time, right?
Yeah, people were getting up and going to party when we were getting up and going to work. So it was kind of a bittersweet time to be shooting that movie in the middle of Mardi Gras, for sure.
I bet, though. Nothing a good hurricane can handle, though, towards the end. I love that
city. That's for sure, yeah.
Also, coming soon, you got a film called Here a While, and that one looks a little more serious, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a role that I don't think people have gotten to see me play. It's about the controversial death of the Dignity Act, and it's not legal in all 50 states. It's about a woman. I play a woman named Anna who's diagnosed with terminal colon cancer, and she's decided to not continue to seek normal treatment and decided to end her own life. So I'm hoping that people see this film and they, you know, have their eyes open to something that can be quite controversial because it is, you know, taking your own life into your own hands, but it gives people hope that they can die gracefully and with dignity when their bodies are giving up on them and they right. have no other form of control in their lives. There's definitely some levity in the movie. Joe Litrullio, who everybody knows from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, is incredible also in the movie and is very, very funny. But it's about a woman who's coming home, you know, to say goodbye to her family.
Is that based on a true story?
It's not, but one of the producers, Chubb Amara, he's also a doctor, and so he's dealt with, you know, people in hospice and people ending their own lives over the course of, you know, his whole life. And right. so he met with the director, Tim True, and they came together and wrote this really, really beautiful story of this woman's life.
Yeah, no, I love films that make you think and want you want to talk about them afterwards. That sounds like it's just that. So that's cool. Look forward to checking that out.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
In July, you're in another Netflix movie, Desperados, right?
Yes. That's a totally different vibe from Here a While and Lovebirds, to be honest. I think it's a great girls trip, crazy, wacky hijinks, you know.
Oh, Nassim it's not a Jod Western. I thought it was a Western remake with girls. Okay.
No, I would love to do that also. No, this is like we shot the movie in Mexico City and a half in Cabo San Lucas. And it's basically like everybody's at home. You can't travel, right? You can't get out of your house. This is a very fun movie to sit and like pretend that you're in Mexico and you're getting into crazy trouble with yeah. your girlfriends. So it's a wild, wild ride. I will say that.
That sounds like so much fun. So you actually shot it there. How'd you like it out there?
Okay, Mexico City. I don't know. Have you been there? You
yeah.
like shot there?
I spent like, yeah.
It's a crazy city. Crazy. I loved it.
Yes.
I mean, it's not what I thought it was going to be at all, to be honest, when I got there. It's real. The restaurants are incredible. Yeah. It's very cosmopolitan.
Uh-huh.
We definitely had a lot of security there, you know, so sure. That was, you know, interesting kind of vibe. And then we get to Cabo, obviously, and, you know, who's going to turn down a job when you're shooting at one of the most beautiful resorts in all of, you know, Mexico. So it was, we had our fair share of fun offset.
What resort did you work at or stay at in Cabo?
My gosh, Esperanza.
Oh yeah. Esperanza is great.
Yeah.
Oh, this has got to be like your really favorite fun. Project you've ever worked on. It would be mine hearing it.
It definitely was incredible, and I never wanted it to end.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to check it out just for that.
Yeah.
And then as far as like future projects, I know we're sort of like in limbo with when any sort of production will start. So have you heard anything mm-hmm. or had any indication of when things might resume? Or?
No, you know what? Like there's a show that I'm on NBC called Perfect Harmony, one of my favorite things that I've done. We're still waiting on the word to hear what's going to happen with that. I know NBC's been the last to announce stuff, but I've been trying to be really creative while I've been at home. I've optioned the rights to a book to turn into a movie. I'm trying to dabble in the producer side of things, which is really fun.
Good for you.
And I just Zoom pitched a TV show that I'm creating with a group of producers and my writing partner all last week. So we're hopeful and our fingers are crossed for that to happen. So I'm trying my darndest to keep being creative while I'm sitting here waiting this whole crazy, crazy, crazy thing out.
I love it.
Yeah, not to brag, I optioned to eat a whole carton of ice cream the other day.
You know what? I've also done that.
That's next level. Yeah. How did the Zoom pitch go? I've actually got a couple of Zoom pitches coming up. I'm curious because I feel like I'm pretty confident, good in a room with the energy, but I guess you just got to still kind of bring it. Do you do the extra lean in? Like,
You don't even know what happened.
I don't know. Tell me.
Okay, I'm telling you. So you know how you can do like a virtual background?
Oh, right.
On your Zooms, right? So the show is about a fitness instructor in the 90s who like murders people.
Wait, I love it already. So, yeah, I'm going to buy it right now. Oh.
Thank you. It's like the Breaking Bad of aerobics.
That's the best tagline.
That's the best.
I dressed up in full aerobics gear, and I had an aerobics class behind me as my Zoom background, and I did
that
an
is brilliant
monologue.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay, thank you, because now I'm gonna have to get creative and with the background and come in character. Okay, that's awesome.
Stern's better get to work.
Yeah, they better get to work right there. Oh, so cool, Anna.
If you need any help, you know, let me know. I'll tell you what background to use, what works with
awesome
it,
and good. That project honestly sounds awesome. I would totally watch that. I hope that goes.
Thank you. Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Succession on HBO.
Great, right? Love it. Food you've eaten the most during this time?
Food or alcohol?
Your choice.
I would say I've eaten a lot of limes in my tequila.
Nice. That's the cocktail of choice?
Definitely is. A little club soda, a little lime, a little grapefruit, and a little tequila.
My kind of girl. All right.
Yeah.
Nickname growing up?
Anna Banana.
Actress you would want to work with next?
Naomi Watts.
And your best part of quarantine?
My best part of quarantine is actually getting to reconnect with my family more. I think I've talked to them more now than I have when I was working. So I was always like, I'm on set.
Yeah.
And now I think our relationship is actually better than it was like 3 months ago.
I know.
It's pretty wild.
Same. And then, but you have no excuse to get off the phone, because usually I'll be like, okay, Ma, I got to go. She's like, where you got to go?
I know. I saw something on Instagram the other day that was like, there should be playoff music of Zoom calls and things just like how they do at the Oscars.
Right. Exactly. I like that one. Well, congrats on everything. It was great to catch up. Hopefully we'll see you in person soon. And listen, watch The Lovebirds right now on Netflix. Here a While is available on demand on the 9th. Anna, thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day and month and whatever. Stay safe.
You too. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.